Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today is a wonderful celebration, brothers and sisters. Today is the great solemnity of St. John the Baptist. And there's so much to talk about in regards to his life and his works and the way that he approached his philosophy of teaching and discipling his followers and the humility he had to lay it all down to lay the groundwork for Jesus to come. Today, we're excited to talk about all things John the Baptist and share with you the first reading from today's Mass. We have a reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 49. Hear me, O coastlands. Listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb, he gave me my name. He made me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me. You are my strength, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord. My recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors to Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Brothers and sisters, this reading from Isaiah seems to perfectly foretell the life of John the Baptist, the life of a man who poured out his life so that Jesus would be known in this world, so that he could lay the groundwork for Jesus to come. And we can tell even from the Gospels that it was not even at his birth that he was set aside to be a forebearer of the promise of God, but it was even when he was in his mother's womb, even when he was living in the womb of Elizabeth, that God set him aside to be a man who would declare the coming of the Messiah, the coming of Jesus. And I think so often we see John the Baptist, we see these great saints, and we think to ourselves, sure, they might be called for something great, but I'm just called to live a normal, ordinary life. And though our lives may have ordinary aspects to them, we, each and every one of us, are called from our mother's wombs to be like a John the Baptist to the communities, to the places that we live and belong to. We, each and every one of us, are called forth. We read in this passage that the Lord has made a sharp-edged sword and concealed the writer in the shadow of his arm. Isaiah here is talking, and he is able to live and present that example of what we're called to live like. We're called to be that sharp-edged sword in the hand of the Lord, right? We're called to go out and bring people to the knowledge and love of Jesus. That's what we're called to. We're called to that from our birth, from before our birth, when we were in our mother's womb. The Lord has set us aside, right? This is why he knows every hair on our heads, that he knows every swallow in the sky, and are we not more important than them? The Lord has given us a purpose and a call, and he wants us not only to do work for him. This is a common misconception I think a lot of us have, is that we are called to simply be an instrument of the Lord. At the end of this passage from Isaiah, the Lord makes it very clear that not only is he called to be a servant, not only are we called to be workers of the Lord, but we're called to be a light to the nations. And more importantly than that, we're called to be sons and daughters of God. St. John the Baptist was bold in his preaching. He was bold in his prophetic proclamations to the nation of Israel. And we're called to have the same boldness. His boldness rested in his confidence that the Messiah had come. Our boldness can rest in the confidence that we are made in the image and likeness of God and are called sons and daughters of a good father. This has been a scripture reflection on the book of Isaiah from the Solemnity of St. Joseph. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.